I've never been closer. I've tried to understand that certain feeling caught by another's hand. Oh, but it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living our days.
And we are joined by Glenn.
Yes.
From Heaven 17.
That's me, Glenn from Heaven 17.
How are you?
I'm alright actually, yeah, I'm very glad to be here. Really glad to be here. After so long.
Been a long couple of months, hasn't it?
Exactly. We rehearsed on Thursday. We did 5 hours rehearsal, and normally that wouldn't touch the sides, it wouldn't bother me. And I got home and I was like, I am completely knackered, I'm pooped. And I was like, God, I'm gonna have to start running again and get fit. No, it's so nice to be back, it really is. And the crowd, even in the rain, this Rewind crowd is still amazing.
Yeah. Have you done any events before today then, or is this your first one back?
No, we have. We did Liverpool, one in Liverpool, and last night we were in the Isle of Wight. Yes, we did a festival in the Isle of Wight, and it was even muddier and wetter than it is here today.
I suppose that will take that positive.
Exactly.
The weather's
really
better here.
Yeah, exactly. So this is like a summer holiday for me then.
So what is it like? You know, obviously you know what it's like to perform on big stages, big arenas and different places around the world. After COVID and the lockdown and everything, what's the feeling like as you walk onto the stage?
Well, I mean, first of all, the first one that we did, which was in Liverpool, and Kim Wilde was on there, and I was talking to Kim, and both of us were really nervous, and I never really get nervous. Well, not for a very long time. And we arrived in Liverpool, and Martin and I got off a train, and I said, do you know what? I've got butterflies. I feel nervous. I'm really worried. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Does it take you about years?
Yes, it does take me about years to not, because I feel quite comfortable on stage. We've been doing it for so long. But yeah, I was really, really nervous, but also really excited to be back. Once we started, I'd say halfway through the first song, you're like, oh, now I remember what we do. Yeah, it was brilliant. So nice.
So what can we expect from you tonight then?
Well, it's quite a short set, about half an hour, so it's quite punchy, really. There's Fascist Groovesang, and there's Chris Bailey, Wizards of Industry, Let Me Go, Penthouse of Payment, Temptation, you know, it's quite punchy. Ending actually with a really long, very kind of clubby, very dancey version of Temptation. So that'll really get everybody going.
Yeah, we were here yesterday, and obviously we saw the night tends to grow and grow.
Yeah.
Obviously, alcohol flows, the drinks flow, people get wet. So it's part of your, like, it's not really a job, is it? Because you're doing something you love, but it's part of your job to keep the train moving.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I always feel that. If you go on stage and people are it comes in waves, doesn't it? Everything does. It stops for a while, and maybe there's like a long set change, and like 15 minutes and nothing happening, and then you go on stage and you've got to get it back up. You've got to get the train moving again, you know. And that can really sometimes take a lot of energy out of you.
I was going to say,
start kind of palpitating, you know, like, come on, gotta do it, gotta. Because you can't, it's no good just shouting at them, going, come on, everybody, get your hands up. You've got to give it and let the music take it. Yeah, you're right.
And I've got to ask you, right, because I've heard a rumour, and you can correct me if I'm wrong,
okay,
that the song Electronic, Getting Away With It,
yes,
some kind of 80s supergroup involved yourselves. Any truth?
Ooh, interesting. I don't remember if it did.
You don't remember the 80s or just the song?
No, just that. I mean, I do love that song.
Yeah. There's rumours that there was like yourselves, Pet Shop Boys, and a few others that kind of had bits.
Do you know, it's a great rumour. I'd like to say it was true.
Should we spread it more?
Yeah, I was definitely there. I loved it.
It was brilliant.
It is a brilliant song, though.
What do you think of music today, the new stuff that's coming out in the charts? Do you follow much of it, or do you kind of...
I kind of quite like the kind of new soul type stuff, and the more... Well, my son's 18, so obviously he loves music from all genres. There's a lot of young people do these days. They're listening to, you know, 80s radio, and they go to 80s clubs or 90s clubs, but they're still listening to their own music as well, so I get a lot of influence from him. So yeah, I do listen to a lot of music. Yeah.
So if you were given an opportunity to collaborate with Modern,
yes,
and your 80s vibe,
Thundercat.
That twice we've had Thundercat today.
Absolutely Thundercat, yeah, I love it.
The Christian said exactly the same.
Yeah, great. That, I mean,
and it was the guitar.
Totally, yeah. That bass, man, he's got it going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it, I really love it. I mean, I listened to a lot of Thundercat over the last kind of year, and I really, really like it. I mean, I know he's using old songs anyway, a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's using beats from other places, or rhythms from other places, or riffs from other places, but he's doing it in a really... It's not just sampling and singing over the top of it. He's really using it to create something new and interesting. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it, with music? You will have seen the journey, because I was born in 83, so I was brought up with your music, Go West, Erasure, yeah. Pet Shop Boys. You go into the 90s and then the noughties, and music, it's really changed, hasn't it, with new stuff. But I feel it's gone full circle now. Because you've got The Weeknd, for example, has just brought out a brand new tune.
Yeah.
It should have been in the 80s.
It's exactly. It's quite good though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, it's weird. Music has always done that. I mean, it's always been reworked and re-looked at and rehashed. I mean, for me, I was listening to music from the 70s, mid-70s really, and then... And then it started to get a bit, it got a bit weird. The disco was quite good because I like a bit of disco, but yeah. Then it all got a bit kind of poppy and pappy, and you know,
kind of put you off
a bit. Top of the Pops kind of puts you off a bit, but then of course punk came along and kicked everything up yeah. the ass, smashed down a few doors. And even though actually, I mean, Heaven 17 and the Human League were formed, and Heaven 17 came from the Human League, but I knew Martin and all those guys before that. We used to be in bands together. But we always thought that the music industry, you had to kind of go to music school and read music and know what you were doing and yeah. be like Rick Wakeman and be able to play 7 keyboards at once.
With one hand.
Exactly, with one hand and a cape on. But, you know, kind of punk knocked those things away and blew them all away. So it opened up a lot of doors. And I think today, people, it's kind of sampling and looking at music from the past. And reinterpreting it and bringing out something new. So it always goes in that file, but it is at the moment definitely with that song in particular. And there's a couple of others that yeah. do it as well. They sound very 80s.
Yeah.
But that was a golden time for music. It was great melodies, great lyrics.
Well, that's the thing, because...
Great hooks.
40 years ago, but we are still... Look at the crowd. We're still going mental for
yeah,
it in 21.
The 80s is the longest decade there's ever been.
It's a 40-year-long decade.
It's a 40-year-long decade, yeah.
We wouldn't change it then, would we?
No, not at all. Great songs.
What's next then, just finally? What's next for yourself, Heaven 17? What are your plans over the coming months and years?
I write along with Bernice Scott, who's a keyboard player that we normally have. She's not here today because she's busy doing something else. But we write music for film and television, and that's what I do a lot of.
Oh, right.
And in fact, there's a new series that starts... towards the end of August called Vigil with Saran Jones, six one-hour parts on the BBC, and we've spent the last kind of most of lockdown actually working on that, so that's just been finished.
Wow.
I'm about to start a new five-part series for ITV, but I can't say that yet because it hasn't been announced. I can't tell you what it is.
It's an exclusive.
But that's very good. And some great actors in that as well. And so that, Heaven 17, we're going to carry on playing live. We're doing a tour at the end of the year in November. It was cancelled, postponed because of COVID, yep. So because it was 40 years since our first album. So it was Heaven 1740. It's now Heaven 1741. But we are about to go out and do that tour. We've got a tour of America that was cancelled because of COVID, but now they've rebooked that, and in fact they've added about 10 more dates, then it's like 28 dates.
Yeah.
So we're doing that next year, September, I think. So we're still playing live.
Because a lot of the artists that were around in the 80s, you're celebrating 40 years in the industry, aren't you?
Totally,
it's,
yeah.
It's like this year and next year are like iconic years for all of you.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Most people, like, yeah, it's 40 years. It seems weird to say 40 years, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm still here talking about it, and you're asking me questions about it.
And the thing, I mean,
I'll be out there doing it in yeah, half an hour, you know.
I'm 38 in a couple of weeks, but for me, the 80s is still best era of music by far.
Well, like we said, it was a really golden time. Great songs, great melodies, good fun, shitty clothes, but great.
Fashion wasn't the best, was it? But the music was good.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather have it that than the other way around.
Absolutely. Glenn, thanks ever so much for your time this afternoon. Can't wait to see you out on the stage.